that we expect to continue long into the future.
The symbol of pro-democracy demonstrations in Bahrain.
Bahrain obviously has the sovereign right to invite GCC forces into its territory.
البته دولت سعودی به نظر ما اشتباه کرد، نباید این کار رو میکرد، خودشو در منطقه منفور میکنه.
That process should unfold in a peaceful, positive atmosphere.
Well, welcome back to Press TV's extended coverage of the uprisings and revolutions in the making in the regions of Middle East and North Africa. This particular half hour, we're going to be looking at the deteriorating situation in Bahrain. We have more reports of mosque being razed, being destroyed, and actually even taking over more hospitals. So the situation is extremely grave in the Persian Gulf country of Bahrain. Well, we're going to turn to our first guest, who is Maryam Al-Khawaja, who is the sister of Zainab Al-Khawaja, who is on a hunger strike after her father and husband and brother-in-law. They were taken, brutally taken and arrested out of their home, and now there is no word about this situation. We're going to welcome Maryam Al-Khawaja, activist in Washington. Thank you so much for being with us. Can you tell us the latest news you have, first of all, about your sister?
Yes, of course. My sister is now coming into her third day, I believe, of her hunger strike. She's quickly losing her energy. And now she's not able to do any more interviews because she doesn't have the energy for it. And according to my sister, who I spoke to today, she barely has enough energy to even move from one place to another or to stay awake for long periods of time.
Well, now, Maryam, why has Zainab taken this up on herself in this way?
Well, because in Bahrain, what we're seeing right now is basically people get arrested, then they go missing, and then sometimes they turn up dead with torture marks on their bodies. Now, as a human rights activist, I've documented many cases in which people actually gave me very graphic, detailed accounts of how they were tortured in prison. So it's very, very worrying about what it is that these people, the detainees who are in prison right now, could actually be going through.
Now, do you have any information about your father, Abdul Hadi, and the other members of your family that were taken that night?
No, we have